Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction. And free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Tough Age is an excellent and expressive punk band currently based in Toronto, Ontario. Originally from Vancouver, Tough Age recently played some shows with Jay Arner, and both of them swung by for separate but back-to-back live radio sessions at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, which were captured and mixed by the station's operations coordinator, Brian Webb. You can hear the Jay Arner session on episode 359 of this podcast, but now we get to hear Tough Age talk about and play a bunch of new songs, mostly from their new record, Shame, which is out now via Mint Records. Sponsored by FreshBooks, HelloFresh Canada, Pizza Trocadero, The Bookshelf, Planet Bean Coffee, and Granddad's Donuts, this is Jarrett, Penny, and Jesse of Tough Age on the 360th episode of Creative Control with your host, me, Vish Khanna. That was great. From their forthcoming release, Shame, that was the song Reflected by Tough Age, which consists of Jared Sampson, Penny Clark, Jesse Locke. They are from Toronto. They used to be from Vancouver. And that record's going to be out on Mint Records. And I want to take a second now, after talking so much, to very naturally segue into a greeting. Hello, Tough Age.
Okay, hey, I wasn't sure if the greeting was the greeting, but
no,
yeah, it
was.
We got there.
That's the most awkward thing I've ever done.
In a litany. Doing pretty good then in life.
It's very nice to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Thanks for dealing with quick changeover, Jay Arner into Tough Age.
That's right. Just before you played, Jay Arner played, and now you're in there, and it's still kind of, I bet it's still kind of, you can feel the aura.
I love their aura. Oh, it's the best.
You've been touring together quite a bit. I
can smell the hay.
We've played a lot of shows. I mean, yeah, man. Oh, he's in there now. He's over there.
Oh, you can see him? Can you see him?
He's over there with Brian.
I kind of feel like Jay Arner is omnipresent.
In my existence, Jay Arner is omnipresent.
Yes.
I don't like to have Jay not involved in my life.
Greeting.
Is that him? What?
Whoa.
Wow.
He has that veto.
Wow.
So he can just take over.
I don't know how he got control of that microphone.
He'll be the lead singer.
I feel like this isn't going to be my show for much longer. No, it's great to have you here. What can you tell us about that song you just played?
It's a new song. I don't know. That's it. That's
Reflected. Reflected sounds like it's, reflective, except also in the past.
No, that song is, she's saying in the room, is about me and not liking myself and liking Penny and wanting to be more like her.
So
I want to see her.
Okay, so just to be clear here, Penny, it sounds like Jared has a thing for you.
Just
seems to be fond of you.
You think? Oh.
Is that fair?
I think I picked up on that, yeah.
Are you aware of this fact?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and what do you...
Now, if she didn't, I'd be the biggest creep in the world.
Jared, what is it about Penny that you like so much, and what do you want? Why do you want to be more like her?
I'm not going to get into that on the radio. I mean, Penny and I are married. Penny is my partner. And Penny's better than me, and so that's pretty much it.
Arguably.
Now, is she better than you at anything in particular?
Just living, being a human being
in life.
More empathetic, less of a hothead, doesn't run her mouth all over town.
Right, sure.
Making enemies.
Sure, I can. This is how I feel about my wife. I feel like she is a much better person than I am. And do you, Jared, do you ever think, like, why is this even happening?
No, I think, frankly, I deserve it.
Okay. I see. I can
that's
see.
Why I have a, I that's the same too. As Jesse, like, or anyone we play with, like Loran or Kate, who is in Jay Arner, played drums in Tough Age as well back when we were on the West Coast. I only want people around me who are better than me. It's sort of like you look better and you get better by comparison. So I just want to be with people who I think a lot of, I think highly of.
Right. So just to be clear, you're a little insecure about your own being, but you feel like you deserve the best in life from the people around you.
I think I'm lucky to have the best in life from around me. I don't think I deserve anything. That's what the
that's
album
not what
Shame
you said
is
moments
about.
Ago. Moments ago,
yeah.
You said,
yeah,
you
but
deserve.
that was called ego. I was like, it was a moment of pretending.
Okay.
I was
okay.
Inhabiting a character.
I understand now. I understand. Sorry, it's hard. It's sometimes subtle. We're in different rooms.
He was answering as I would have.
Right, Penny. Jared, did you write that song?
Yes.
Principally, like the lyrics?
Yeah, I write most of the stuff. I wrote the lyrics, I wrote the music.
Okay.
There's a couple of songs now Penny writes, or some songs that we wrote together, but...
Yes,
yeah.
Because of the change in configuration of the band a little bit as well? Is that why Penny's writing more? Penny, is that why you're writing more?
I guess.
I don't think so. I think just more so it was like the change was just let's try something different. It isn't speaking like anyone. Like, now we're in the good stuff.
Yeah.
I should have let other people do more stuff before. It's sort of just growth. I mean, talking about realizing, like, oh, yeah, maybe it's more interesting to have the other people contribute more than just being, especially when they're really interesting people who you think a lot of, instead
yes.
of just being like, no, me.
Yes.
The song's about Dark Hawk.
Penny or Jesse, do you have a take on Reflected? Do you have a take on what Jared might be saying in that song? I'm just curious. Sometimes you might have a perspective on a song, even though you're playing it, you might have a perspective on the song that the
the songwriter doesn't. Could either of you speak to what you think is going on that song?
Yeah, I think the sweet, contemplative nature of the song really signals the fact that this is our third mature LP.
Are you just reviewing? You are pre-reviewing your own album. That was amazing. Is that that's going to be the Pitchfork review?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. No, the Pitchfork review will be this is trash. 4.2 worst new music.
The Pitchfork review will be this album is out.
That is our Pitchfork experience is on the list of like, well, this album's coming out, and then every now and then Chick Appeal's like, I guess you could listen to Tough Age.
you feel like you're like the Rodney Dangerfield of Toronto punk rock bands. You're not getting the respect you deserve.
That's exactly it. Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah.
Oh, you saw right through me.
I knew where you were coming from on that one.
Can't wait for Rappin' Rodney, Jarrett's version.
All right, why don't we go to another song? What would you like to play next?
Cool, sure. We're just going to keep playing songs from the new record. This is a song with a very abstract title called Piquant Freeze.
All right, here we go. Nice one. That was a short one. That was Piquant Freeze from the new Tough Age album, Shame. How did that feel for you?
Oh, I mean, it fits right on. It's all good. Wearing a nice shirt.
I feel like, I don't know if I'm hearing things, but I feel like this phrase cocaine haze has come up more than once. Am I wrong?
Not that specifically, but I have talked about... There's a song on the first record called Cocaine Vouchers.
Yes.
Which was a derisive song about Vancouver. Because that's what me and my friend David, who used to run Zoo Shop, and I had a band with him called Shipyards. We talk about that, like paying the bands out. They'd be like, how much money? We need the money. We're like, yeah, those guys just may as well be like, how many cocaine vouchers do we get for the show tonight? Do we get two? Four? It's like, ugh.
Jared announced that song at a show one time, and he was like, this next song's about cocaine. And people were like, yeah. He was like, and how much it sucks. And they were like,
oh. Yeah, it's like this roots rock band, and they all went outside for the duration of the song. Oh, so like, man. Coke. And I was like, Coke's the stupidest drug on the planet.
I'm so naive about such things that I don't even realize that's a thing. Like that people are still, you know.
This very amp I have in here, I used to practice in a... after hours venue in Vancouver that was also sort of a coke den. And so they would sometimes just let people into our jam space, and so I came in one time to get my cymbals because we were playing the show, and someone was just doing coke off of my amp.
Wow.
I was like, that's great.
Wow.
Cool.
I mean, going
across the border in a month.
Yeah,
awesome.
that's not good. So yeah, you are from the drug infested hellhole that is Vancouver, British. No, I'm just kidding. I know you've moved from Vancouver, right?
Yes, Penny and I moved to Toronto a few years ago.
Right, and how did this band come together in Vancouver initially?
I had another band that broke up, and Penny and I started dating, and Penny hadn't been in a band before. And I was like, let's start a band. And then our friend Loren, who played bass in the band, had just moved to Vancouver from Victoria, and I had played with Loren's bands before in Victoria, and I was just like, she's the coolest human being. She should be in this band.
Right.
So then we got her in the band. And then our friend Chris Martel was kicking around, and he's a great drummer. He's very like Keith Moon-y.
Did a Minuteman cover band with
him. Yeah, I'd done a Minuteman cover band for Halloween with him, but I played with him a few times before that, and then we just got him, and we're like, let's do a band.
Did you play D Boone, Jared?
Oh, of course, yes.
You got a bit of a D Boone thing happening, don't you?
I love D Boone. I mean, D Boone, when I was a kid, and I saw a photo of him, I was like, oh, fat people can like good music. This is great.
No, I was actually referring to your style as a guitar player, as a singer even.
I play a Telecaster. I played a Telecaster Deluxe for a long time because D Boone played one.
Right.
I turned my treble way up and my bass way down, but I've turned the middle up in recent years to not murder people. But yeah, I love D Boone. I think like a lot of what I do, I'm trying to do something like him.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and so Penny, I understand that you recently switched to bass. Is that correct?
That's right.
From what?
Guitar.
Oh, you also played guitar in the band.
We used to be a four piece.
Four piece.
So.
Okay. And Penny, you learned to play bass ostensibly during the making of Shame, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
How has that gone for you?
Oh, terrific. Thank you for asking.
The proof is in the pudding.
Well, were there many? Was it a challenging instrument to take up after guitar?
At first it was. Now I really like it.
What do you like about it? I mean, in some ways you have to do less. In some ways you have to do more, right?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Is that right? I'm not a bass player myself. I'm trying to just give people who aren't musically inclined a sense of the difference, because we hear this from time to time that a musician will go from guitar and bass and they interchange and there's a bit of an adjustment period, but
you get to be creative in a different way with the bass than with guitar, I think.
Right.
It's interesting to explore.
Right. And and how much Les Claypool have you been listening to?
I don't know.
Penny doesn't know who that is.
He doesn't even know who that is. Okay.
The weird thing about that, though, really, is like Penny is a great guitar player and I'm a terrible guitar player.
Oh.
But I'm a very good bass player. Like, I was a bass player in all the bands before my own because I only switched to guitar because I didn't think they sounded right if other people were playing them.
Oh.
But I'm not I love playing the bass. So naturally we could have stayed, but Penny's a very natural musician, I think. Penny and Jesse were also both in Century Palm,
right?
Another band together, and Penny played synth in that band, and then plays guitar still in the Chandra band that Jesse also plays drums in.
Oh, wow.
They're in a lot of bands together.
So it's conceivable that at some point, Jared, you and Penny might swap?
That's going to happen in
today,
5 to 12
day.
Minutes.
Oh, during this set?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we'll look forward
We're
to
gonna
that.
We're going to try it
wow.
for the first
okay.
time.
No, come on. Not the first time. Another Creative Control exclusive.
No, we've been doing that. We put out a 7-inch in the summer, and there's two songs that Penny wrote in her old band, The Drearies, that we sort of took into this band, where she plays the guitar and I play bass on those tracks.
Right.
And then on the record, the song Ghost is the same thing. Penny plays guitar and I play bass on that as well.
Oh, I see. Okay. And that might be one of the songs coming up?
Sneak peek.
I'm really onto it. I'm trying to stay on top of everything right now.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you very much. It's nice to have you here. It really is.
It's a pleasure.
You're playing inside the CFRU vinyl library, which that's got to be kind of comforting, right?
It sort of looks like my house used to before I realized I was going to die under a stack of records. So it's nice to be back, but still, I walked in and checked the stability of the shelves.
Yeah, that seems fair. That seems like a fair thing to do, fair thing to assess. Okay, why don't we, if you're ready, do you want to play another song?
Yeah, let's do it.
What would you like to play?
We'll play a song Penny sings, but plays bass on. This is a song called Mean Glue, our hit single.
This is the first sort of release from the record, right?
Yeah, he put it up in Consequence of Sound in premiering it, which was super nice of them, and they actually like wrote about it, which was lovely, instead of just copying and pasting a press release.
Right.
It was great, but they're like their new hit singles, because we did like an influences thing. It's like exploring the origins of their hit singles. Well, this is a little premature, and history does not bear out that that's going to happen.
Who are some of the influences, just so we know, that you had to cite for this piece? I mean,
It was what?
The Urinals.
Yeah, the Urinals.
I was accidentally influenced by a Neil Peart drum fill.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't mean to be influenced by it, but it just kind of seeped into my brain.
Oh, is there a particular Rush song that you're thinking of?
Yeah, Fly By Night.
So you accidentally play the drum fill from Fly By Night during this song that we're about to hear, Me and
Yes, Blue. Exactly. Yeah, my friend Craig pointed this out. He's like, hey, Fly By Night. Like,
do you consider yourself a Rush fan?
I have admiration for Rush, but okay. I'm not exactly a fan.
Okay, all right. Well, I think we've heard more than enough. Let's let's hear this song. This is Tough Age live at the CFRU studios here in Guelph, Ontario, with a brand new song from their album Shame. This is Me in Glue. Tough Age live on Creative Control in the CFRU studios. Brand new song from their album Shame, which will be out digitally on October 6th and physically October 20th, courtesy of Mint Records. That was Me in Glue, as sung by Penny Clark. Penny, thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Do you ever get thanks directly after you've played a song?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No, not usually right afterwards.
Right after, no one's like, thank you, Penny. Penny,
actually, yeah, maybe
Penny, that was excellent. Thank you very much.
It might have.
It might have happened. You may not hear it in the crowd. When I hear a band like you guys sing a song about glue, I can't help but think of the Ramones. That's just my reference point, because they used to sing a lot about glue, it felt like.
True, but they really wanted to sniff some.
Right.
Whereas we don't want to be stuck like you're in it. It's metaphorical glue instead of huffing glue.
I see.
I think they're in different aisles.
Yes, they are. They are definitely. If you go down to the Staples, you'll have to go to the different part of the store. Yeah. Penny,
they're like, yeah, do you have the metaphorical glue anywhere here? And the guy working there is like, buddy, it's right here. Huh?
Yeah, that was good. Jared, that was good.
Yes. Thank you.
I felt transported by what you just said.
I'll be here all week. Thanks, folks.
Very, very well done. Penny, what can you tell me about the song Me in Glue? What were you feeling stuck in? I mean, obviously glue. Oh, man, I've ruined everything. Tell me about this metaphor.
I was feeling really bad at that point in time. And, Jared wrote this really cool song, but he didn't have any words or melody for it. And so I said I could take a crack at it, and so I wrote this, and then I had to come up with some words before we could record it. And so I just wrote about how I was feeling at the time, even though I was starting to feel a bit better at that point. So I called it Me and Glue, because then I would have to, just by putting it in the song, I would have to revisit this bad time in my life, because I'd have to keep singing about it. when I might want to just move past it.
That's an interesting thing, right? Because people assume that when a songwriter writes a song about some issue they're going through, that it's a therapeutic exercise. But yeah, then the songwriter has to relive that experience in some small way, potentially every night when they play the song. Mm-hmm. That is a weird part of it.
I think that's when I write songs like that, that's why I do it, because I don't think therapeutic is almost like people are treating like the things they've done. Like you're going into a sauna and you're just going to sweat it out and be like, oh, I'm great now. Well, conscience cleared. I can walk through life. Whereas I write songs about things that haunt me so that I have to constantly be confronted with them and remember all the bad things about me, and that exists as part of yourself.
Yeah, but certainly at some point you want to let go of that negativity, right?
I think you can let go of the direct negativity, but I think not forgetting your actions is a really important step in holding yourself accountable going forward.
Oh, no, it's the key to self-awareness, too.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to improve if you jettison something bad. All of this stuff, the cliche is it builds character. But I think that's actually sort of true. It's like if you insulate yourself from any criticism, then you're not going to be a better person. Even though you might do so, you might insulate as a self-defense mechanism, right?
To
sort of keep yourself going.
For me, it was like, as Jarrett was saying, I'm not as negative as he is in my daily life. And so if you're trying to be positive, you can feel like you can't really talk about the things that are bothering you, but you can sing about them because that's rock and roll. So so it's kind of nice in that way.
Right. You're an artist. You're an artist. You're supposed to express yourself.
Sensitive.
You're not supposed to repress all of these feelings and whatnot. Does this line of conversation, is this a nice segue into the notion of this record being called Shame? Why did you decide you would put all these songs under the umbrella of this notion of shame?
For me, it is. This batch, we wrote and recorded a lot of songs and then ended up cutting a lot down to this record just because it's what it felt like. So
it's like 20 songs?
It's 8 songs.
You had 20 songs and you pared it down to 8?
We had 15 or something
15,
like
okay.
that. And just a lot of recorded songs that we just were like, this isn't right. And then we ended up recording some other ones that felt more right last minute.
Right.
Yeah. And then... yeah, I don't know. For me, that was what I was exploring. There was a lot going on for me in whether this band would even keep going for a long time, obviously with the relocation, and whether it felt right to be Tough Age with a different lineup. And it was a lot of me looking at myself, wanting to quit, wanting to go forward. And then it just sort of, my songs are always about that. It's funny. Sometimes people are like, oh, you're just like a fun band. I'm like, oh, what? No, I often worry that we're way too serious. And the way this record is structured when it comes out is the A side is also to like the song. Like the songs, people be like, oh, I love this song. And the B side is still I Hope That Way, but it's just a bummer. Oh. And so even in the art, the title is not on the front cover. The title is just on the back cover.
Right.
Patrick Kyle, this amazing comics artist, did our cover art. And so the back is just shame. And the B side of the record is exploring that entire theme. It's just a whole, like, it's like a shame suite. And yeah, so the title track is Shame, and it's sort of directly what we were talking about, is that song.
But, sorry, is the shame, it's shame you are feeling? Or is it shame in a societal sense?
This is in my sense. It's a personal. I only write personal songs that I guess, like, still bleeds into what's going on, but it was about me.
Okay.
So it's about exactly what I was talking about, not letting yourself off the hook for your past actions and keeping them with you to remind yourself that you're still garbage in some way. That's an important way to not be garbage.
Yeah, anymore. Because the only way to not be garbage is to know that you're garbage and you can try not to be garbage anymore.
There you go, exactly. Yeah. So that's, yeah, sort of back to what you're talking about. That's what, for me, the B-side of the record especially was exploring, but is sort of just was the overall juxtapose against sort of like the colorful imagery and like, oh, we have pop songs, but they're all sort of downers.
Yeah, okay. And Tough Age, what, came together in, what, 2012 or something?
2013.
2012, I think, yeah.
You came together 2012.
Late 2012,
released
yeah.
a record 2013 or something.
Yeah, yeah, correct.
Right, the first one, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you wanted, you just because you, sorry, what prompted the move? Did we cover that? Why did you and Penny move to Toronto?
I'm from Vancouver. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I find most people move to Vancouver, go to school or something, and I'm from Vancouver. And so I'd only lived there. And I was 30 years old. I don't think that's anything you necessarily do. And a lot of like what was going on in our life outside of the band seemed really stuck, or we couldn't progress. So it's just like a change of scenery.
Okay.
And then Penny had gotten a job working at the NCRA in Ottawa. And we were going to maybe move to Ottawa, but I...
Darren wanted to move to a big city. Big city guy.
Oh, really?
I love Ottawa, but I just didn't know. I don't work for the government, so I didn't know what I was going to do there.
Right, right.
And Toronto, a lot of our friends are already there. Like, Jesse was there, and Paul Lawton was there, mm-hmm. and Andrew, like, all of Century Palm, essentially.
Yeah.
And a lot of other friends, and so we had people we knew there, and Penny's family is from up there, so more, like, people we knew. It wasn't going in blind, like, a lot of friends in the city.
Okay, all right. Well, we're glad you're here in Ontario, don't get me wrong. I wasn't like, when are you guys, so you're here, when are you leaving? I wasn't like that. When are you on your way back? What are we going to hear? Do you want to do another song? Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, what do you want to play?
You want to do Unclean?
Unclean, again, another song from Shame. Is that the
point? It's all new. Sorry, no old songs.
No old songs, okay.
It's like Wire. You know, Wire wouldn't play Pink Flag anymore.
Yeah.
Well, except there isn't a Tough Age cover band, so we can't bring anyone on tour with us. And if there is, God, you should get out of that game.
All right, let's hear Unclean.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
cry. Never meant to see you cry. Never meant to see you cry.
That was amazing. That was Tough Age with Unclean from their new album, Shame. That was performed live right in front of me here at the CFRU studios. This is Creative Control, and that was a heavy one. I really enjoyed that one.
Thanks. I like that one. Like that one.
Yeah, it's a fun one to play.
It's a fun one to play. Oh, by the way, Jesse, fantastic drumming on that one, if I might say.
Oh, hey, thanks.
I don't usually like to single any particular musician out because it makes the other one self-conscious, but I'm a drummer. And I like to make the drummers feel better about themselves than everyone else.
Thanks. I have a lot of shame, so I need the help.
You have a lot of shame. That was a clever pun on the album title. That was a nice, subtle promo. Good job.
I've been trying to do shameless self-promo.
Well, that was lovely. I see that from my vantage point, it would look like that it looks like Jarrett and Penny are switching.
Yeah, we're very gracefully switching instruments.
Yeah. There you go. You've almost got it done. I had one question because the line struck me. Never meant to see you cry. Tell me what that one got to me a little bit. Where did that come from?
I think like the idea of that song is more like you're not, I don't know, like it's not saying this is right. It's just in the song. They're not sad about making anyone cry. They're only sad that they had to deal with witnessing it, with seeing the repercussions
right.
of their actions.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah, that's what comes across. It's a loaded, evocative line, if I might say.
Well, thank you.
Sorry to do this. I'm picking out parts of what you're saying thing. But
it's fine. I love it, actually. I'm always embarrassed because I think a lot about my dumb songs.
Yeah.
So I put a lot of thought so I could really explain any lyric. So I'm actually thrilled because nobody ever asked me, and you can't volunteer it. You just feel like a jerk.
No, you could. You could just, hey, you know what my song's about? You could just go up to people randomly.
Yeah, that's good. Just walk in a party, be like, yeah, the song I wrote, let me tell you about it.
That's like a guy at a party who's going to just play a Neutral Milk Hotel song in acoustic.
Yeah, that's what I do after. Be like, so anyways, that's my song's about then. Daddy, please hear. And like, everybody's happy.
Everyone loves that guy.
My new favorite thing is when I go into a store, I ask a fellow customer where something is, and when they tell me they don't work there, I'm like, that doesn't matter. I just want to know if you know. Like, I'm just doing a survey. And they get really upset. And then I wander off. It's hard to get upset with someone when they have two kids in their cart and they're bothering you, you know?
So well, I have, at least not externally.
Yes, exactly. They have to be like, oh, and then I walk away. It's just a little thing I do. You can try it at home or at the store.
I have no kids, so if I did it, there would be a lot of steps that wouldn't be frowned upon at best.
Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time here, so we have to wrap up shortly. We have time, I believe, for one more.
Sure.
Song. Can you tell me what you're going to play?
Penny, what do you want to play?
Maybe I'll just do Guess Not then.
Sure.
I missed that. What are we playing?
It's called Guess Not. And this was one
the songs that I wrote for my other band, The Drurys, that doesn't exist anymore, and now it's a Tough Age song.
Right, and this was released as on a 7-inch single in the summertime, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
June, right, okay. And is there anything you want to tell us about Guess Not before you play it?
Don't be a bad guy. Be nice to people.
Man, we're really, really fun band.
No, it's good. These are important messages.
Message.
I know, but it's fun, feel good, not serious.
Yeah.
No, it's important. It's important to remind people of these things. All right. Well, listen, before you play the song, I just want to say to you, Jared, Penny, and Jesse, thank you so much for being on this show and coming down to CFRU and playing your songs and talking to me.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Time.
I can't say any time because that would be overextending, but most times we'd be glad to. It's been a delight. Thanks for having us, Fish.
Excellent. All right. Well, this is Tough Age from a recent single. Again, look out for their new album, Shame, which is out on Mint Records October 6th, I believe, digitally, and then October 20th everywhere else on physical platforms or whatever. And go to mintrex.com for more information. But yes, here they are, Tough Age with Guess Not. That was the whole thing? Oh, man.
Punk rock.
That was amazing. That was so quick. You want to do one more? You got time for one more if you really want.
Sure.
Yeah, like we got 2 minutes.
We'll do another Penny one.
What are we going to hear?
Not that bad. Let's do that.
Yeah.
It's quick.
It's short, too. Don't worry.
At all. Tough Age, thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Real pleasure. Thanks so much.
Very nice to have Jared, Penny, and Jesse of Tough Age on the 360th episode of Creative Control, which is part of the Antica Podcast Network and is available on iTunes, Audioboom, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Overcast, among many, many other podcast platforms. If you can't find an episode you're looking for, or if you wish to learn more about me, please visit my website, vishkana.com. You can like Creative Control on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter, @VishCreative, or follow me, @VishKana. Listen to a radio show version of Creative Control on Wednesdays at noon Eastern Standard Time around the world, CFRU.ca, or on an actual radio at 93.3 FM if you're in or near Guelph. Also, please consider visiting patreon.com/creativecontrol to make a flexible monthly donation. Keep this podcast going.
This episode would not be possible without our sponsors, Pizza Trocadero, whom you can call for pickup or delivery in Guelph at 519-829-2444. Visit TrocaderoGuelph.ca for more information. The Bookshelf, an independently owned bookstore, bar, music venue, and movie theater located at 41 Quebec Street in Guelph. Learn more about them at Bookshelf.ca. Planet Bean, freshly roasted, fair trade certified organic coffee. For more info, visit planetbeancoffee.com. Granddad's Donuts, located at 574 James Street North in Hamilton, Ontario. Visit granddads.ca for more information about the best donuts you'll ever eat. Hey, to have a whole meal's worth of ingredients delivered right to your Canadian home, visit hellofresh.ca and use the promo code creative50 for 50% off your first order. And FreshBooks, a cloud accounting software for small business owners. Try it free for 30 days. Go to freshbooks.com/creativecontrol. And in the How Did You Hear About Us section, enter Creative Control. That's creative with a K and control with a K. Try it out. Let me know how it goes. I'm curious. All right, that's it. Thanks again to Brian Webb for recording everything and transmitting this broadcast into the air and land. Wherever it went, he helped, and it means a lot. Thanks, Brian. And thanks again to Tough Age and the people at Mint Records. That's all I have to say for now. I will talk to you very soon. Thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.